You London dames, whose passing fames throughout the world is spread, into the sky ascending high, to every place is fled, forth through each land and place, for beauty's kindly grace. You are renowned over all, you have the praise and ever shall. What wight on earth that can behold more dear and fairer dames than you? Therefore to extol you I may be bold, your paces and graces so gay to view. For virtue's lore and other things more, of truth you do excel. I may well guess for comeliness of all you bear the bell, as trim in your array as be the flowers in May, with rosette hue so bravely dyed as twinkling stars that shineth by night. For courtesy in every part, not many nor any resemble you can in Lady Nature's kingly art, so gravely and bravely to every man. And oft when you go, fair dames, on a row into the field so green, you sit and view the beautiful hue of flowers that there be seen, which Lady Flora hath so garnished in each path, with all the pleasures that may be. Fair dames are there to pleasure ye, till frost doth come and nip the top, and lop them and crop them, not one to be seen. So when that death doth hap to your lot, consider and gather what beauty hath been. For as the flower doth change in an hour that was so fair to see, consider and gather, fair dames, the weather may change as well with ye, and turn your joys as soon as frost the flowers hath done. So sudden death may change as well your beauties that now doth excel, and turn your sweets to bitter and sour when death with his breath comes stealing near. Such haps may hap to come in an hour, whichever or never you little did fear. Wherefore I say, fair dame, so gay, that death is busiest now to catch you hence, where no defense may make him once to bow. Experience well doth try, you see it with your eye, how quickly some are taken hence. Not youthful years may make defense, and strange diseases many are seen, increasing and pressing to vex us each day. But sure the like hath ever been, may hove you and move you to God to pray. And learn to know, as grass doth grow and withereth into hay, Remember, therefore, keep virtue in store, for so you shall decay. And pity on the poor, with some part of your store. Look that your lamps may ready be, the dreadful day approacheth nigh, when Christ shall come to judge our deeds. No fairness, no clearness can help you then, the corn to separate from the weeds. Fair dames, when cometh the day of doom? Now that I have said, let it be weighed, it is no jesting toy. Not all your treasure can you pleasure, it is but fading toy. Therefore remember me, what I have said to ye. And thus the Lord preserve the Queen, long space with us to live and reign, as we are all bound incessantly to desire with prayer both night and day, God to preserve her majesty. Amen, let all her good subjects say.